Here in the studio with us today, we have some fantastic guests. Now, Mr. Steve Stephanopoulos is here with us. He is the mayor of the city of Stonington.
And we all had to curtsy when he walked in.
And of course.
And, good to see. Very good.
And David Moyle is Joy's own Bent Notes host. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Simon. Nice to be here.
Welcome. Now, Steve and David, you are here to talk to us about the Stonington Jazz Festival. Steve, maybe can you kick us off? Tell us why? Why does Stonington hold a fantastic jazz festival every year?
Good question. Why on earth would the city of Stonington host jazz? But of course, we are the music, performing arts, local government in Victoria. And of course, we love any of the performing or visual arts. And with our wonderful hub that we have at Chapel Off Chapel, where jazz is going to be centred this year, it's the great place to start. And why wouldn't you go there?
Who's the artistic director?
Good question. I'm just going to look at my notes. Isn't that dreadful? Chelsea Wilson is our artistic director, and she's fantastic. She's been doing this for a couple of years
now. She has, yeah. And she is, as David Moore will say as well, she's a great a singer, songwriter in her own right. A good choice to have her on board doing this festival.
She is amazing. What she curates and what she has been doing the last couple of years is just outstanding.
Yep.
And this is a 100% Australian artists, and that's what we love in the city of Stonington. You just don't get this anywhere else in the country where you can just see pure 100% Australian artists performing.
Fantastic now, kind of counterpoint to the Melbourne International Jazz Festival that focuses internationally, and then Stonington focusing on local talent.
Exactly, local talent, exactly.
Now, the good thing is that Stonington, you know, heavily involved with the arts, and Chapel Off Chapel, you mentioned that's your main hub. But you're... Yeah, across other platforms, you know, like you do so much in your part of the world, don't you? Yeah, give us a rundown of some of the other stuff you do.
In terms of the arts, we also, of course, we have Chapel Off Chapel. We also have Opera in the Park. We do jazz. We do symphony. We do Broadway as well during the summer period. We have exhibitions and displays in our libraries, in our customer service centres, and we've got an amazing art collection at the moment that's about to go out on public exhibition as well. So lots of artistic, both visual and performing arts that we do. And in the program, which I love, is that the Jazz Festival is going out into the community. So we have events that are happening in our libraries where the kids can actually participate in jazz programming, which is great.
Yeah, and because jazz, and David will be able to talk about this more, is that jazz is so many different platforms, David, isn't there? You know, like it's just so varied.
Jazz used to be viewed as just this very narrow thing called trad jazz. You'd have a few musos up on stage playing something, or you might have got to the Glenn Miller side of things with the big band, but it was a very narrow focus. And over the last, 60 to 80 years, it has gone horrifically wide. That's not a good statement. Is it?
Enormously
fantastically wide. It's got an extremely wide span now, and you will get artists from all spheres of the globe and all spheres of the arts participating. The music that you get is not that basic trad jazz now. It's got so much to entertain and keep you involved, including artists from the likes of hip-hop who get involved in the festivals.
Yep. And what is it about jazz, David, that draws you to that particular style of music? Because, well, it's more than, you know, like as you said, it's hip-hop and the likes. It's so varied now, isn't it? And it's so blurred now, isn't it? You know, like what
really is
jazz and what isn't jazz?
Yep. When you look at the festival programs from 10 years ago, trad jazz, big band, a bit of vocal up on stage, that was sort of about it. But now you look at the programs that we've got today, we've got the likes of a program called War Cry. We've got Michelle Nicole, Rita Satch, Odette Mercy, Femme Belling, Race Rage and Sahida Apsara. Now, that's not just your narrow view of trad jazz. That's getting across the gamut into soul and a bit of rhythm and blues. A whole lot of things there. Spoken word even is now included in our festivals. And I suppose in some sense, that traditional jazz festival is what appealed to people of that age. These days we need to appeal to a younger audience. And how do we do that? Well, the only way to do that is to have a festival that caters for everyone's needs. So there is some trad jazz in the festival this year. There's a lot of jazz that will appeal to so many people, but there's some jazz in there that is of the newer era that will get in the younger folk both from Stonington and surrounds, of course.
What are you most excited about in there, David? When you pick up that program and flick through, what are the ones that that tickle your fancy?
The ones that immediately jump out for me, and I'm a little bit of the older age group, so my likings are down sort of the trad jazz big band style. But
oh, you old fart. Yeah.
Queens of the Jazz Age, which is being hosted by Rhonda Birchmore, Saturday the 18th of May.
Well, I thought to myself, did Steve personally choose this one because of the people who are on it?
I might say yes to that, but I'd be lying. But what I do love is that on Friday the 17th of May at the Melbourne Bowling Club, which is in Windsor, we have War Baby and the 7-Ups. And the 7-Ups performed for one of our events over the last summer, and they were absolutely fantastic. And the crowd just got up and danced. And that's what I love is that, as David was saying, that you have this vast span of artists and performers. It's not just the pure what people would think would be normal everyday jazz, but it's contemporary artists like this group who do an amazing job.
Mm.
And there's workshops you can get involved with as well, is that right? There's lyric writing, you can bring your pad and pencil and sketch along as jazz is being played. So there's all sorts of ways that people can get involved, as not just by watching.
Exactly, and you can also sing. So those of us who wish to sing can do that.
Don't let me sing.
Can we have votes for people not to sing?
Yes, I think David will be one of those. Oh, sorry, no, I don't mean that, David. I could. I've got a great voice.
Oh, of course you have.
And there's an industry summit as well. So it looks like sort of there's Stonington taking a fantastic leadership position there in terms of developing the local sector through that summit as well.
Yeah, we didn't want it just to be about performances and the you know community coming along to experience it. But we want to uplift and energise the community who are there to write and to orchestrate music so that they can come along and also experience what it's like and how they can grow their own talents as well. So we want to foster new talents as well, and that's why we're doing it also at Chapel Off Chapel.
Yeah. Now, David, one of the other reasons we've invited you along today, apart from your expertise on jazz, is that Joy is doing an outside broadcast at this fair, which is awesome. Tell us about it.
It's a great opportunity, and we jumped when it was suggested to us. So Sunday night, May the 12th, Bent Notes is on air every Sunday night, 7 till 9.
Yep.
So it will be our normal time, but we'll be broadcasting from the foyer of Chapel Off Chapel, where in that afternoon we will have had Koi Kingdom perform. So we'll have a chat to them once they come off stage. And from 7 o'clock, the Australian Art Orchestra is performing in the chapel, and we'll try to catch a couple of them before we go off air at 9 o'clock. But in the meantime, 2 hours of jazz from Chapel Off Chapel as part of the Stonington Jazz Festival day on that particular day. And we will have probably four or five different guests from the festival, artists from the festival, guesting during that outside broadcast.
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. And it, and again, Steve, thanks for what you're doing for our community as well in the involvement, which is so good for a radio station like Joy.
I think it's important, as being the only, first and only same-sex married mayor in the whole of the country, to be able to bring Joy, the radio station, but also Joy is in the feeling, to the community is really important. And I've been very much supportive of our LGBTIQ plus community throughout my last almost 17 months as the mayor of the city of Stonington. It's been great. And yep. I want to continue that involvement and uplift and bring people along on the journey.
Yep. So, David, give us another couple of highlights of what's part of the program.
Well, apart from the Queens of the Jazz Age, which happens to include Dolly Diamond, that's going to be
along
fun.
With Rhonda Birchmore, that is going to be hysterical.
The two of them will come up with some amazing things.
Yep.
We've got Sam Anning Sextet. Now, Sam Anning won last year for his debut album. Now, he's been around for years and has appeared on many, many albums, but his debut album under his own name last year won the Age Music Victoria Jazz Album of the Year Award. It is just amazing to listen to. So we'll be hearing some of that on the Friday night, the 17th of May.
Yep.
And Barney McCall produced an album called Hearing the Blood.
Yep.
Again, it's a great listen. It's not your trad jazz, but it's a great listen. And I like to look at album covers, which is why I hate digital music, but I love to have the album cover in front of me. His album cover has a very interesting design, which, as I understand it, is actually his blood. that he has used to create this artwork that now adorns his album.
So David, what's your just moving away a little bit, because there are DJ sets as well.
There are,
With the DJ, you always think of vinyl, 12-inch vinyl. With the interest in vinyl again, talking about liking the artwork, that's what the brilliant thing is now about the vinyl again being the revival, is that you're seeing that artwork in its glory again, aren't you?
You are indeed. Back to those 12-inch album covers where you can see the artwork. You don't have to put your extra thick glasses on to see. You can see it in front of you. You can turn it over. You can read all the text. I've got a number of albums, of course, from musos of the past who were originally released on 12-inch LP. They now have been released on CD, but all they've done is photocopy the album. So you're trying to read the information. It's really difficult.
But what's happening now is that a lot of the record buying, and it's the younger people who are buying vinyl again.
Isn't it amazing?
And they get a CD and a 12-inch and they're paying big bucks for it, but that's what they want to do.
It is, because the vinyl itself has a warmth about it.
When you put that needle
onto
the vinyl, nothing's better.
When you can cue it up and get it right on the right spot first time, it's just a beautiful feeling. It's not as pure, of course, as your digital recording, which is pristine, but there's a character about an LP you cannot pass. It's got heart. Exactly it, Simon. It does have heart.
Yeah, it really does. And as I said, the younger people are getting more and more into all the sales of vinyl have gone through the roof in the last 5 years. Okay, so what else would you recommend?
Well, I reckon the Australian Art Orchestra will be a bit of a challenge to listen to, as they always are, because they always step a little bit left to centre, don't they, Steve?
They certainly do, Dave, and that's the one I was going to highlight as well too, so well done.
Tell us a bit about them. Who are they?
Peter Knight is the artistic director, and he's a pretty extraordinary musician.
They've been around for a few years. Paul Grabowski established them a number of years ago.
And he goes and does workshops with them a lot too, doesn't he?
He does indeed. And look, they've been in almost every festival I can think of over the last 10 years. They always have something that's challenging to listen to. It's challenging to get the concept of, but if you can turn off to the outside world, turn your phones off and just sit there and listen and take it all in, you can really be rewarded with what happens.
And that's what sort of, music is there to do also, it's to, you don't have to work out what it's about, it's abstract. Let it take you somewhere extraordinary.
I read an article earlier today that was talking about music. Branford Marsalis wrote it, actually. And it was talking about his perception that the young musos of today are being taught the mechanics and the mathematics of improvisation, whereas what he likes to listen to is, as you said, Simon, the heart of improvisation, which is really ultimately where jazz gets down to.
That's what jazz is all about. So, Steve, when's it on? When does the festival start?
Festival starts on the 9th to the 19th of May, and basically concentrated around Chapel Off Chapel. There is a closing event in the Malvern Town Hall, which I think is going to be a huge sellout.
Yep.
And that's called Cool Nights Hot Jazz, and that's featuring pianist Monique DiMartina. She's also on another radio broadcaster. She'll do an amazing job there, and that's worthwhile seeing. So if you haven't got tickets to that event, you must get your hands in your pocket and grab your credit card and buy a ticket.
And Steve, where do we find all the information? Where do we buy tickets?
You go the Stonington Council website, so www.stoningtonjazz.com.au.
And Steve, thank you so much for your council for putting this festival on. You do a great job, and we love it here at Joy.
My pleasure, David. Thank you for having me on board.
Pleasure. And thank you, David Moyle, for coming in. When's your show on?
Bent Notes, 7 till 9 o'clock every Sunday night on Joy 94.9.
Okay, so that's when you go to bed, people, at 7 o'clock, so you don't have to listen.
Where's that whip?
Oh, I'd like that.
Paul Gardner's hosting tonight. He has a couple of guests, including Femme Balling, Rita Satch, and Alinta Chidsey.
Brilliant. Thank you.
You're on Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.